Good morning, everyone. This is Callie Annett with KFUO Radio, and it's time for Daily Chapel. The text is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 17 through 21.
The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching.
The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Timothy chapter 5, beginning at verse 17. Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, "You shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain," and, "The laborer deserves his wages." Do not admit a charge against an elder except on the evidence of two or three witnesses. As for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all, so that the rest may stand in fear. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of the elect angels, I charge you to keep these rules without prejudging, doing nothing from partiality. Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. These elders of whom we hear, we would call in our church body the pastors or the under-shepherds. And these words are not a reward, but a recognition of the weight, the burden of speaking the truth in love. And that truth, dear friends, is not always received as loving. See, we live in a world that confuses or replaces love with affirmation. If you love me, you'll agree with me. If you care, you'll never confront. The scripture, though, teach otherwise. Proverbs 27, verse 6, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Or as Paul reminds us in Galatians chapter 4, have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth? The truth often feels unloving, especially to ears that are accustomed to flattery. But the faithful pastor is called to speak the truth. Not his own opinions, not the latest trends, not the word of the world, but the word of Christ. His law, his gospel, rightly divided, clearly proclaimed. And that word exposes sin, it rebukes error, it comforts the broken, even as it is the word that breaks. When preached faithfully, it must offend. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing. And the faithful pastor who speaks it, I say may, but surely will be criticized, will be slandered, will be accused, and Paul knows this, and that is why he writes, do not admit a charge against an elder except on the evidence of two or three witnesses. Not because pastors are above reproach. They are sinners in need of the Savior just as much as anyone. This is written because the truth matters. And the devil, the father of lies, he delights in false accusations. He wants nothing more than to strike the shepherd that the sheep may scatter. But he also writes, that is St. Paul, as for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all that the rest also may fear. By context, he is still here, yet speaking of these elders, these pastors, men entrusted with the office of the holy ministry, men entrusted with the most dangerous thing in all creation, the living and active Word of God. It is sobering, and it should be, because the office does not shield a man from accountability, but rather it heightens it. St. James warns, not many of you should become teachers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. And so when a pastor does persist in sin, it's not a private matter, because it injures the flock. It dishonors Christ. It must be addressed publicly, not to humiliate, but to protect. A safeguard for the sheep, lest they follow a shepherd who no longer walks in the way of the Lord. So what is it that St. Paul is painting for us, is telling us? What words has he given to Timothy, the pastors of this age, and to the congregations? It should look like a pastor who preaches Christ and him crucified, not the self-help or TED Talks of our day. Of a pastor who warns against sin, not to control, not to lord it over, but to protect, to care for, and to love. It looks like a pastor who endures criticism, not with bitterness, but with humility. And it looks like a congregation that listens, not to just what pleases the ear, but even more to what pierces the heart. A congregation that honors the office, not because the man is perfect, but the man is likable, but because the word is pure. A congregation that receives correction and corrects with care, with love. A congregation that forgives with joy. But most of all, it looks like Christ. He who spoke the truth in love, even as it led to the cross. Falsely accused, publicly condemned, and yet faithful. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. For the church, the body of Christ, is not a place of comfortable lies, a place of divine truth. It's not a place of flattery, but a place of grace. Not a refuge for sin, but the refuge of sinners, whom the word kills, whom the word makes alive, whom the word declares that you are his, heirs of life everlasting, and members of his body. And so by the Holy Spirit, given us by God in the waters of holy baptism, we speak the truth. We receive the truth. We submit to the truth. And we trust always in the one who is truth, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.